and its meaning is not obvious. For this reason, we shall repeat the passage later.
As usurpation is the exercise of power which another hath a right to, so tyranny is the exercise of power beyond right, which nobody can have a right to.
Locke's distinction is difficult to understand because it depends on a theory of rights. So let's take a quick look at his approach to rights and then return to his passage about tyranny. John Locke, like Jefferson and others in their tradition, believed in two kinds of rights, alienable rights and inalienable rights. What are alienable rights? They are rights that can be abandoned or transferred. When you sell your car, for example, you transfer the title of ownership to another person. This means the right to your car was alienable. You had the power, with your consent, of abandoning or transferring the title to your car. What are inalienable rights? They are rights that cannot be abandoned or transferred under any circumstances. Radical Whigs generally accepted the rights to life and liberty as inalienable rights. You cannot, according to their theory, transfer the title to your life and liberty as you would transfer the title to your car. You cannot sell yourself into slavery. And this holds true whether or not you consent, because there is no title to life and liberty that is even capable of transfer. Inalienable rights derive from your nature as a human being, and they cannot be separated from it. The distinction between alienable rights and inalienable rights was very important for philosophers who believed that a social contract bound a person to his government. They believed that a person surrendered some rights to government in exchange for the government's protection of others.